This is Michael Easter. A quick note that if you're hearing this, you are not a member of 2%. Here's what that means. You'll be able to listen to the full episode of any of our podcasts that are published on Monday for free. Totally free. So enjoy. But you'll only get a preview of our episodes that are published on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you want to become a member and get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes, please become a member at twopct.com. Thanks, and enjoy the episode. Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Friday, May 3rd. It is the first Friday of the month of May. You guys know what time that is. This means it is time to burn the ships. Today's episode is Burn the Ships, May edition. Some quick housekeeping before we dive into this one, and this is for members and non-members. A note on the podcast, we are getting this thing figured out. It turns out that Spotify is the big headache here, figuring out how to do the RSS thing so people can access the podcast in Spotify, in Apple, in Amazon, wherever else people get their podcast. We're working on it. So for the meantime, again, if you are a member, the podcast is always going to be at the bottom of the post on twopct.com. You can listen to it right there within Spotify. So you'll have to use Spotify for now. Hopefully we're going to get to the point where the private feed is going out to everywhere. But it turns out that this is way more complicated than it should be. We might have a solution on the horizon. I think we do. But yeah, it's a little bit of a headache. But on the other hand, you know, don't throw away all the good. At least we're out of the audio bar and Substack that we used to have. That was a little bit of a headache, not super convenient. At least now we're in a real podcast player. So always look on the bright side. Okay, the episode. Let's get into it. It is the first Friday of the month, which means that it is time to burn the ships. This month, we are doing a workout that will help you not die. So last weekend, it was an awesome weekend. Awesome weekend. Mike Moreno and I held the first ever Don't Die retreat far out in the Mojave Desert. We had a group of amazing, incredible, super smart, super impressive, cool people. Mostly just like most important part of that, super cool, fun to talk to people. A lot of people attended. It was amazing. By the way, if you want in on the next one, we have a wait list. We're doing it in October. You can join the wait list. I got a link on twopct.com. Anyways, back to the episode. So Mike is a former case officer with the CIA. He served in Iraq and the Middle East at the height of the war. And you all know that I'm an investigative journalist and I've traveled into conflict zones like Iraq. I've traveled into all these other different wild countries that are on the brink. And so what we did at this event is that we covered critical skills that you would need to survive a crisis at home or abroad. I'm talking about the type of skills you may never need until you do. And then they'll save your life. For example, how to get out of handcuffs, how to escape a dangerous scenario, how to fire a Glock 19 dead on, and much more. But part of that was much more usable in everyday life skills. So we're blending things that you'll need to know sort of out on the edge for worst case scenarios, because when they happen, if you need to know them, dang, you need to know them. But also stuff that you can really integrate into your everyday life to live better and well. So part of that event, it covered how we should think about fitness for surviving any scenarios. Now, the details are, of course, reserved for the retreat, but a couple of brief points. The two most critical physical skills that humans need when the going gets bad, and these are also relevant to everyday life, two of them, okay? They're being able to cover ground on foot. Second is being able to carry weight along the way. Now, the problem is that people are just not physically prepared like that anymore. On one hand, we have runners who are great at covering ground, but they crumple under the weight. And then on the other side of that, we have the lifter types who can carry heavy things just fine, but they gas out after a mile. Okay, so this month's Burn the Ships has that in mind, and it is designed to build the two skills that you need to live well right now and in a disaster. Now, if you are a regular participant in Burn the Ships, and know why we do this workout. Just fast forward a little bit so you can gloss over this, and that'll get you into the details of the workout. But if you're new here or you want a refresher, I'm gonna get into why we do burn the ships and a case for doing one tough workout a week. So let's get into that. The case for One Tough Weekly Workout. Now, I started doing One Tough Workout every Friday after my time reporting inside Jim Jones. This was roughly 12 years ago, and I have maintained that practice. So there is magic in pushing it once a week. Specifically, the practice makes me less insane. Scientists at King's College in London, they analyzed 53 studies on how intense exercise impacts mental health. And they found that it led to, and I'm quoting here, quote, improvements in mental well-being, depression severity, and perceived stress compared to non-active controls, and small improvements in mental well-being compared to active controls. In other words, intense exercise has a mental edge compared not only to exercising, which, duh, but also to regular paced exercise. So there's a case for going hard. Intense exercise also comes with physical upsides. It has a slight edge over less intense exercise for increasing VO2 max, which is associated with all sorts of good physical outcomes. So a rule of thumb, the higher your VO2 max, the farther you are from death and disease. So TLDR, all exercise helps, of course, but it makes sense to go hard sometimes. And then the next question, logically, is, well, what is sometimes? Now, the smartest trainers that I regularly speak to suggest that one tough workout a week is the sweet spot for health and performance. More than that, and people tend to get burned out and beat down. Less than that, and they miss out on some critical health and performance upsides. And so, enter Burn the Ships. Burn the Ships, how this thing works. On the first Friday of every month, we publish a new workout for members only. We do the workout every single weekend. So don't sweat it if you can't do the workout on a weekend. Just try to do it sometime each week. Now, these workouts, they are safe, they are effective, they improve your strength, your cardio, your movement quality, and in turn, your life. We have provided scaled versions and exercise swaps so anyone and everyone can do them. In other words, we are pushing the edges and improving safely. It's easy to be hard, but it's hard to be smart. This month's workout, drumroll please, is called Don't Die. Why are we calling it Don't Die? Very simple. It is going to help you build the physical skills you need if you ever encounter a crisis. Escaping, traveling on foot, carrying critical gear and supplies, helping others, etc. That is what you need to be able to do. Let's get good at that. It's also going to give you functional strength and endurance that is going to help you live longer and better. So even if the shit never hits the fan, and fingers crossed it doesn't, it's still going to leave you very, very well off. For example, carrying weight is critical for bone density. That is a great way to prevent disaster as you age. Denser bones are harder to break. And bones that break are associated with loss of life. Second, it can help with core strength. And that can help you avoid back pain, which is one of the main reasons people stop moving as much. And when people stop moving as much, they tend to die earlier. It helps you build an ability to just keep going. It teaches you to breathe while loaded down. It is useful for fat loss. There's a lot of studies that suggest carrying weight over distance is uniquely good for fat loss. On and on and on. And here's the thing, specific carries have specific benefits. They work different areas differently. Now, where you should do this workout, you should do it outside. Now, I am going to be using my garage as a home base for this one. You'll see what I mean when you see the workout. We'll get into that in a minute. The equipment you're going to need for this is a sandbag or medicine ball or two. Ideally, you have one that is lighter and one that is heavier. Note, sandbags or sand medicine balls are my top picks for a home gym. I like the ones from GoRuck. Simple sandbags are awesome. But you can find all sorts of other options for sandbags online. Every time I mention GoRuck, there's one person who's like, well, they sponsor you and you promote their stuff. It's like, well, yeah, because I think their stuff is the best. That's why they're my sponsor. At the same time, if you want to use other stuff, great. There's a million other options. You can find some all over the internet. So just use a weight. Where the weight is from is less important than that you are using weight. Time commitment. I think depending on who you are, this should probably take 40 to 60 minutes. It might take some of you a little longer. It might take some of you shorter. What I am listening to while doing this workout, The Grateful Dead. I'm so sorry. I am listening to the Grateful Dead because Don't Die, obviously, Grateful Dead, Die. Let's make sense to me. Let's roll with it. And because, mainly because I am going to be going to way too many of their Las Vegas Sphere residency, which is starting this month. So I have linked to a playlist of my favorite live tracks from the Dead. Please enjoy. Also, for the Deadheads of 2%, please holler if you find yourself at one of the upcoming Sphere shows. I would love to meet up and say hi. How to do the workout. Okay, the standard version of Don't Die, that is what we're about to go over. Okay, go outside or use your garage as a home base, i.e. door wide open, and do the following. Number one, the warm-up. I have linked out to the 2% warm-up. It is perfect to prep for this one. If you want to continue listening to this episode, please become a member of 2% with Michael Easter. Go to TWOPCT.com. Once you become a member, you'll get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes. Plus, you'll get the newsletter, which releases the most useful and practical health, performance, and mindset information online 3 times each week. Thanks.